What someone in the corner of a room in the dusk bent over as the light was fading lost their sight for. That was how the poet Avon Boland once described the craft we are visiting on Culturefile this time. Lace promoted by aristocrats, worn by princes, and made by the poorest of the poor. The complex, darker side of traditional lace-making is not lost on the contributors to Interlace, an exhibition of the work of 8 contemporary artists and designers inspired by lace. Among those showing are Caroline Schofield, who stitches ravens in black thread, and Syveen Gibson, who uses needlepoint lace to mend decaying leaves. Eleanor Flegg went to Kilkenny to meet the artists.
The workhouse in Calland was probably one of my sort of first studios. About 7 years ago I went into it, and I really needed to work, I really needed a studio. And when I went into the building, there was no windows upstairs, and it was very serious. But I worked upstairs in the boys' dormitory area. When I walked into the building, they had, they covered it, but the boys used to sleep in little boxes of straw, and it was a very eerie place. Something like 6,000 people died there during the famine, and there was a famine bowl. There still is a famine bowl in the building where they used to make the soup. It has to have been the most desperate place to have gone into. You had to have nothing to go into that place. So if you owned anything, you had to give it away. And when you went in there, you were separated, the families were separated.
I often, when I'm working on it, I do kind of, my mind wanders away and I imagine what it must have been like in the 1800s and the early 1900s, and how you're so reliant on good natural light, and it's tough on the eyes.
I love the fact then that you have another story which is about lace, and that the women who made lace, those families survived. They didn't have to go into the workhouse. So this piece is about that, and it's also about ravens or crows. I think we all have memories of the sound of them. And the way they feel, or how you feel. I certainly have a particular feeling about them when I see them and when I hear them. And they would have been flying in that time, and they just kind of transcend time.
My name is Syveen Gibson, and a number of the pieces I have in the exhibition, they involve using leaves, semi-decomposed leaves. They are from my mother's garden. And when I was little, one of the things I used to do was tidy the garden regularly. And one of those jobs was bagging up or getting rid of piles of holly leaves that would be underneath the holly tree. And I would have been aware of how amazing a form it is, the holly leaf, because it remains very prickly for a very long time, even though the green is gone and the veins appear, and it becomes very fine and very lacy on the inside of the edge, spiky edges of the leaf.
I'm Caroline Schofield, and my piece is titled Munin, and it's a flock of ravens. And I based it on the idea of the Norse god Odin. He used to have 2 ravens and he used to send them out, and their names were Hugin and Munin. And he used to be concerned about them coming back when he sent them out. And Hugin was thought and Munin was memory. But he worried about both of them, but he particularly worried about Munin, and that was memory coming back. And I suppose that links for me with the famine. What happened during the famine when lace was brought back is that the women survived and those families survived because they were making lace. So it was a really, really important thing.
It had been something I wanted to try for a number of years, using those leaves with the lace. And yeah, it took a lot of trial runs with it, with the leaves. They're very delicate. And then finding the right stitches to use. It's a very tense project to work on, because you could have spent hours doing maybe 1 or 2 different needlepoint lace stitches on the one leaf, and you're getting towards the end of your stitches, and the leaf will snap or tear or rip in such a way that you can't mend it, or I can't mend it. It wouldn't look right. It would look off. So other times the leaf can snap and it can be part of the piece that you mend it, and there's a nice balance in the piece. But other times, no. So I do break out in a bit of a sweat towards the end of finishing a leaf, because I'm excited how it looks, but then I hope this doesn't break. It's like running a race and getting to the finish lines.
I make them by drawing and stitch. So I would use a base and I stitch onto that, and then afterwards I wash it out and I have the piece then. And they're hung on insect pins. And I suppose the contrast between the hardness of a raven and that darkness, and then the fragility of the thread and the pins pinning it out, it just fascinates me. And the other exciting thing about them when you see them is that shadow that appears behind the piece. It's about shadows and concealment and showing and not showing. And I mean, how is lace worn? It's, you know, if you look at veils, so you can see part of the face and you can't. The same thing is happening with the ravens, in what you can see and can't see, and what shadows you can see.
Caroline Schofield ending that report, and you heard also from Syveen Gibson. They're both showing lace as part of Interlace at the National Craft Gallery Kilkenny until May